Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marty Griffin. All right. We're lucky enough to grab the mayor, Bill Peduto, this morning. Good morning, Mayor. How are you feeling, sir?
I feel great, Marty. How about you?
I'm good.
Good.
You're in self-isolation.
One of the things that...
Go ahead, buddy.
One of the groups that doesn't get mentioned much are those that have recently gone through cancer treatment. And, you know, that is a vulnerable group that needs to be careful. So, you know, watch what you're doing. Take the time to, you know, self-isolate as much as possible. But understand that, you know, any type of immunodeficiency is a risk.
No, you're right, sir. It's actually spot on, and my wife's been beating me over the head with it, and she's right. So I just had an employee of my company, Sparked, on, and her husband traveled to New York, sir. And he just tested positive 8 o'clock this morning. It kind of underlines... And I don't want to read your mind or speak for you, but your assessment and concern about the possibility we could get community spread from New York, sir. Could you address that?
Well, I mean, nobody knows what the actual spread is going to look like over the next 2 weeks. You can't basically use data that testing is different in every state, in every country, and then be able to know with any certainty what it will look like. But you can view trends of how the virus is spread first through Asia, then through Europe, and now through the United States. And you can track it based on those first few cases when you started to see a doubling every 3 days. If you look at that and you look at where we're at right now, we're about 7 to 10 days behind New York. And what that means is that we're going to see the virus spread a lot more. Part of that will be because of additional testing, and the other part will be because the virus is actually spreading. What type of a magnitude will that mean? We don't know, and nobody can guess. That's why scientists aren't guessing any magic dates when things will go back to normal. But the fact is that we do recognize that there is a very strong possibility that 40 to 60% of the country will come in contact with this virus. And we also recognize that looking at global trends, that 0.1% who are actually have symptoms from it will be in a situation where they could lose their lives. And those type of numbers become very, very significant over the course of the next several months. So the best thing we can do right now is try and reduce those numbers, reduce the amount of people that get exposed to it, and by doing so, reducing the amount of people who don't survive it.
Mayor, you self-isolated over an abundance of caution. Is that difficult mentally for you, who's probably at 60 meetings a day, and I'm exaggerating? Was that difficult, sir?
Right. So the situation was March 10th, two Tuesdays ago. I was in D.C. and I was having a sidebar conversation with a couple of colleagues from Colorado. And just talking in the lobby of the hotel where this was occurring for about 20, 30 minutes, and then received notice from the National League of Cities that there had been two people who were showing signs of the coronavirus on the following Monday, and the following Tuesday being told that they were from the Colorado delegation and they had tested positive. So I had already gone through 1 week. I sat in my house for the next week, only went outside to get my mail. And, you know, I'm a person who is very social.
Yep.
And not being able to be with another person during that week was tough. But, my God, it's nothing if you consider the sacrifices that our brothers, our parents, our grandparents made. And they were asked to, like, go fight a war across the sea. I mean, staying inside your house is not much to ask to be able to help your country. And it's exactly what is needed right now if you are in any way exposed to the virus.
You're facing an interesting conundrum that every mayor in America is facing. And it hit home this morning. Your garbage collectors say they're not going to come to work. Police officers are asking for hazard pay. What do you tell the first responders, the garbage collectors who say they're not protected, sir? Should they be at home? Should they be protected? Should they have more protection? What do you do, sir? What do you tell the garbage collectors who are now saying, I'm not going to pick up garbage?
Yeah, well, number one, it is a necessary function of local government. And our job in all of this is to provide continuous operations of city services. So we don't really have the option of saying we're not going to pick up the garbage. What we can do and what the conversations this morning have been focused on are what are we doing presently to protect our workers, and then what are we doing and can we do to go further? So this morning after we told the workers to go home, we then had conversations with the Teamsters and Dr. Roth, who's our medical director. They were, you know, demanding that they have masks, but masks would actually cause more harm than good with them using their gloves in order to be able to adjust the mask and bringing it to their face. They had asked, you know, what are the conditions of the coronavirus that they should be looking for, but we've already instituted a couple of weeks ago that information every morning when they come in so that they see it and then we can track it with them. We clean their vehicles. We provide, if they want to have their gloves cleaned after a day of work, there's a washing machine right there to be able to do so. We've scattered the start time from 5 a.m. to 5, 6, 7, 8 so that all the workers are never all together at one time in order to be able to lessen the impact of a spread of the virus. Now, one of the workers has a wife who has contracted it. I understand that there's concern, but there is nothing that points back and says that's because of where that worker is working. It could have been that she got it while she was at church. We don't know. But that is not a reason to shut down the operations. City government has a moral and a societal responsibility to provide continuous operations of all critical services during an emergency in particular. And the idea of hazard pay, I wish I had it. I don't. We're not the federal government. We can't create debt. We can't just... Our budget is bound to the dollar year by year, and to be able to create a new revenue for our environmental service employees would require one of two things. It would require a raise in taxes during a time when people are losing their businesses and we're facing the highest unemployment potentially since the Great Depression, or we can lay off other public works employees and then use their salaries in order to pay them, again, during a time when we're already facing great unemployment. So unless somebody has an idea of where this money could come from, this really is a non-starter.
Okay, I'm running out of time, but I need to ask you a personal question because you don't sound well. How are you feeling, sir? You don't sound good.
Well,
you have a cold?
Thank you.
Are you sick?
No, I am always nasally.
Did you get tested, sir? Did you get tested?
No.
No.
No. No. No. I have no symptom.
Okay.
I have had no fever. I have been eating well. I loaded up the refrigerator the week before with a whole bunch of good stuff. And, it doesn't stop. You know,
right.
It's last night at 12:30, and then this morning before 7:30, Dan Gilman calling me to tell me what's going on down on Railroad Street. I mean, it is nonstop. So, yeah, I'm a little bit tired, but physically I feel great.
Mayor, I thank you for doing this. It's important that you get out there, and I agree with you on everything you said. I just do. I think
I'm back in the office this afternoon. So, looking forward to keeping folks updated, and, you know, just give Tim a call if there's anything and any questions, and I'll be back on whenever.
All right. Appreciate you, sir.
Okay. You take care, Marty.
All right, man.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.